Chapter 1. Unexpectedness in Big and Little Ideas. Unexpected Experiences. We often think of self-growth as being something we initiate, but what if unexpected experiences are what actually shape us? From those unexpected experiences, we extract the lessons for self-growth that reshape our lives. For instance, when my family moved from a quaint small town to a bustling dairy farm community, it completely transformed our way of life. Deepak Chopra has written over 90 books. He describes an unexpected life turn in the preface of Quantum Body, the new science of living a longer, healthier, more vital life. This book, he writes, celebrates the most surprising turn my life took, which happened more than 30 years ago. I had a medical practice in Boston that was hectic to the point of exhaustion. I took up meditation to alleviate the constant wear and tear of my life. It worked, but an unexpected side effect occurred. I became a writer. My life work illustrates that entrepreneurial ideas are not born on a schedule or conform to a timetable. They often spring forth from unexpected sources at precisely the right moment. In the spirit of ideas coming, when they want and not when we want, Friedrich Nietzsche, a German author and philosopher, believed that genuine creative insights and philosophical ideas often arise spontaneously and without force. The challenge lies in recognizing when to seize these windows of opportunities for growth and leadership. Whether you see yourself as an entrepreneur or not, I believe we are all destined to embrace opportunities, ideas that enrich our lives and empower those around us. So let's seize the moment. Step into the growth waiting to unfold within you. What activities did you enjoy in your youth? Start by reflecting on what you enjoyed doing in your youth and observing any patterns that emerge. An entrenovator client of mine, Steve Keller, told me that in his youth, his family grew and sold pumpkins. They always had many pumpkins and sold most of them. The ones rotting with blemishes were leftovers. No one would buy them. Steve asked his dad if he could have the pumpkins with marred surfaces. His dad agreed. Steve carved unusual faces and stunning images on them and sold them already carved for twice their original value. The story of Steve and the pumpkins is a powerful reminder that great ideas often come from unexpected places. Instead of seeing the blemished pumpkins as a setback and lost income, Steve saw an opportunity to transform them into something beautiful. His innovative thinking and creativity turned what others saw as flaws into a successful summer business venture. This story serves as a poignant reminder that our most significant breakthroughs often arise from our failures and challenges. It encourages us to approach obstacles with a fresh perspective and see the potential for greatness in those unexpected places. Steve went on to develop a creative firm, employing others to craft videos for clients. In the 1990s, I produced an audio cassette tape series on business planning at Steve's studio. The drive to seize opportunities and create something beautiful has fueled Steve's creative business throughout his life. In a phone call, Steve updated me. He still owns Pro Media Productions, Inc., but he's less involved in the day-to-day activities. Instead, Steve has been crafting furniture for his new home. He sold his previous house, and the new owners requested to buy it with the furniture Steve had built. The theme of his childhood stayed with him, always noticing opportunities to improve his own life and the lives of others. So it is clear that growth often springs from unexpected places. The next step is to reflect on what captivated you for countless hours in your youth. Write down what you remember. We will touch on this list later. Big Ideas, Expanding Our Horizons. When we think of the term big, we often picture something significant in size, a sprawling house, a thriving business. But let's delve deeper. By big ideas, I mean concepts that can transform lives and ignite profound change. It could be anything from my father's dream of setting aside funds to build a rustic, cozy cabin in the woods to a brilliant entrepreneurial notion poised to blossom into a lucrative venture. A big idea might also mean breaking free from a cycle of generational abuse, forging a path to prosperity, and leading your family into a brighter future. A big idea thrives on resources and collaboration. It's not a solitary endeavor. It demands the support of others and often financial backing to breathe life into the vision. Consider a startup. It has the potential to flourish, yet it requires teamwork and resources. Even the successful Post-it notes emerged from the creative environment within 3M, illustrating how entrepreneurship can lead to groundbreaking products. These ideas demand a significant investment of time, energy, and collaboration to become a reality. Starting a business is a big idea, but it isn't necessarily so in the larger context of how our society works. Society categorizes businesses into micro, small, medium, and large enterprises for various practical reasons, including legal classifications, tax structures, resources, and marketing strategies. To illustrate how our government categorizes businesses as big or small, consider this. A small business is defined as one with fewer than 500 employees. That's right. According to the Small Business Administration, as of July 2024, an astonishing 99.9% of the 34.8 million businesses in the United States fall into the small category. By contrast, 19,688 are large businesses. A subcategory of small businesses is microbusinesses. Microbusinesses make up about 82% of small businesses. These businesses run by solopreneurs, employing fewer than 9 people, create meaningful jobs, and fuel growth. Their annual revenue is less than $250,000. U.S. firms employ almost half of all private sector jobs, 59 million or 45.9%. So even though they are small firms, they are significant contributors to the U.S. economy. 59 million small businesses provide jobs for nearly half of the employed population, demonstrating their important role in our economy. While employing 500 people hardly feels small to me, understanding these classifications provides a larger context for where we and our ventures fit. The majority of entrepreneurs I collaborate with generate under $2 million in annual revenue. They grasp that while their business may fall into the small category, it doesn't diminish the weighty financial responsibilities they bear. Operating on a shoestring budget with a lean team can be profoundly taxing over time. What exactly does a big idea mean in this context? Big ideas are more than just a notion. They involve a bold vision that thrives on collaboration, creativity, and resources, elements that can't bloom in isolation. We need others to bring those ideas to life. Little ideas, fuel for curiosity and joy. While big ideas require collaboration, creativity, and resources, little ideas involve only a few people and minimal resources. These small ideas ignite our curiosity and joy, enriching our lives and making them more fulfilling. Imagine a hobby beckoning you. Perhaps you're exploring the path to becoming a yoga instructor, tinkering with cars in your driveway, playing online games with peers, joining a choir or band, or knitting cozy gifts for friends. Each of these pursuits can improve your overall well-being, eliminate isolation, and connect you to a community. I used to buy 10 of Barbara Winter's books at a time and give them to clients. Miss Winter was a pioneering self-employment advocate, writer, and teacher who spent 30 years pondering the question, why aren't we all self-employed? She helped others discover a joyfully jobless life and considered it her favorite occupation. Lunch with Miss Winter was a delightful exploration into curiosity and ideas. She could tell a story like no other. As we discussed her book, Making a Living Without a Job, she tucked advice for me into a story. Miss Winter, a former English teacher, taught classes by the same title as her book. Decades later, we reconnected through my podcast in 2021. We discussed 6 ways to become an idea detective. Her first suggestion started with finding your curiosity. She said, "We are born curious, many quiet, curious voices as we grow up. Pondering life keeps our imagination fed. Make friends with curiosity, stay on alert, and keep searching for new ideas." Miss Winter's second suggestion for becoming an idea detective was to invite ideas. Think of your business or life as a laboratory and not an assembly line, she said. You are less likely to numb out. Her third idea was to audition your ideas. Test them, big or small. Establish criteria to determine if your idea will advance to the next stage of development. At the end of her life, she knit beautiful scarves for the unsheltered in Minnesota, providing them with warmth during harsh winters. The beauty of her idea? It required little more than yarn and needles and brightened her days as she contributed to others. Although Miss Winter sadly passed away on October 28, 2022, her ideas and inspiration live on. I want my grandchildren to know that Grandma's house is always a safe place to share ideas, she said in our Portfolios of Ideas podcast conversation. Sometimes a little idea can ignite a big transformation. Cheryl Vanderpool, whom you'll meet in Chapter 4, made a life-changing decision to end her marriage. She moved her 2 young daughters from a small town to a bustling city, where she launched a vibrant creative business, a true testament to the power of stepping way outside your comfort zone. The essential takeaway is simple. Don't get tangled in labeling your ideas as big or small. Instead, dive into the exploration of creativity to unearth and cultivate your unique talents. The journey you're about to embark on, it might lead you to truly a remarkable idea. So plunge into the realm of both your grand and modest ideas like a detective. Harness your curiosity and embark on a journey that enriches your life. Begin by reflecting on your youth. Do the passions of your past still echo in your present pursuits? Use this reflection to uncover the patterns woven into the fabric of your life's work. Unleash your inner innovator, inventor, artist, creator, or pioneer. Reflect on the trailblazers who have shaped our world, those remarkable individuals who transformed dreams into reality. They took steady small steps, propelling progress with their groundbreaking ideas. In broad daylight, we can see the merit of our visions and explore their boundless potential. Let's not just dream about big and little ideas. Let's celebrate the incredible opportunities they present. Together, we can transform our visions into action, taking small yet powerful steps forward.